This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special Capaccio for you, right?
Jeez. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, Carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a Carpaccio.
They like Carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a Capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Just quickly to finish the conversation we were having during the break. We're watching Wimbledon. And Bulldog said, you know, we almost played tennis that one time. You want to say it?
Yeah, I didn't have the right shoes to go to the tennis and squash club, which is where we were going to go play. And so that got kiboshed. I thought we maybe talked about doing it at Delaware Park another time, which, you know, shoes wouldn't matter. And I don't know what happened to that. But then
you said you like to hit the ball, but you don't think you could move well.
I'm not sure I can safely move laterally anymore.
I have just the perfect idea for you.
Pickleball?
You should play with my wife.
Oh,
she'll hit the ball right to me.
The
whole time. Every time. Tell her how far you can move, how many feet laterally you can move. You will never have to move outside of that distance. You might have to come, you know, fetch balls once in a while. Rally's end.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, you're not going to have to go line to line. Don't worry about it.
I can't.
I can arrange this.
I can't get on a tennis court with your wife. No.
Well, you're not going to play with me if you don't want to run, because I'm not good enough. You'll run. And so will I. Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. Is there any tennis playing in Sal's life?
I did play a little bit in college with a buddy of mine who enjoyed tennis. I don't think I've played since then at all. Played some pickleball, believe it or not. We actually had pickleball in gym class in the late 80s, early 90s.
Whoa. And
I know, isn't that crazy? Had a coach who actually has since passed away, but he founded the Trench Trophy, Carl Curris. And we played pickleball in gym class back then. And it's amazing to me now that it's out there and people think it's this new game. It's actually not. And I tell people, no, I actually literally played this in high school. Kind of crazy to think about. As far as tennis is concerned, I don't think, Mike, I've played tennis probably since college.
I am almost positive I still have a tennis racket in a cover buried underneath like motorcycle parts and golf clubs that are, you know, that have been retired. Like there's a storage space in our basement that has stuff like that on it. I think at the bottom, like maybe we moved in there, the first thing I put in there was, this is tennis racket. I'm going to put it there. And it has never moved.
Still there.
I think it should still be there.
It might need to be restrung.
Yeah, it might be a little not up to code.
I am thinking about the pickleball thing lately. Like, I'm like, yeah, this is like, I enjoyed it when I played in high school. And I think it's a sport that I could get into at an older age now, trying to stay active. I did enjoy racquetball in college, though, too. And I haven't played that in a long time. But, man, that was a workout.
Yeah.
Squash, too.
There are people playing pickleball and tennis. That's how this came up. We're watching Wimbledon in here. And I said to Mike, you know, every time I ride around the park, Delaware Park, there's people playing tennis. There's also,
which is great to see.
Yeah, it is. And there's even I'm pretty sure there's a guy that gives lessons or something. There's one guy that I see all the time that's always meeting different people. So I'm assuming that's some sort of a lesson happening. But the courts that are on the other side, closer to the 198, that are not in as great a shape, there are always people there playing pickleball too. Mornings, most weekday mornings.
I shouldn't say this because I'm admittedly speaking out of school, but in the pickleball related conversations I've had with like tennis people who are maybe biased or just in general, the thing I always hear is that it's bad for injuries, which is maybe counterintuitive because you're not running, like you're not going to turn an ankle playing pickleball, but because of the lack of resistance in the ball, you know, the tennis elbow stuff is even like more exaggerated. So I don't know if I can prove that. I'm not prepared to, but I've heard that numerous times about pickleball. It seems like a sport you'd play to not expect to get hurt.
Right, lower impact.
But
right,
shoulder, elbow, wrist, maybe it's not quite that way.
I want to add here, Bulldog, I mean, you know me. I also just randomly walk around Delaware Park meeting people. I'm not giving lessons. I just like to go around Delaware Park and meeting people.
I thought when he said that, he was probably talking about you. I just couldn't tell from a distance if it was you. I've got a Keon Coleman take. It's not even really a take, but so I was reading an article about him today that was very negative, and I've seen the opposite. You know, all our guests, we usually end up talking to most of them anyway about Keon Coleman at one point. It's always about the receivers in here, as you know, and I wonder if there is a greater range of outcomes, predictions for Coleman this year than even before his rookie season. I mean, every rookie comes with that. Who knows what they're going to be? Is he good enough for the league? Is he great? That happens. Justin Jefferson happens. Jalen Reagor also happens. Huge range of outcomes. It just sounds like this year there are people who think Keon Coleman will take off. Bigger role, experience, Brandon Bean every time reminding you how he's only 21 or so young. And then there are also people like there was no separation. There was not enough on tape to be optimistic. Is that how you hear it or see it?
Yeah, he's an interesting guy for me because I just think he does have a lot of talent, but it's also going to be about opportunity, right? And I think that this kind of goes for the entire offense and everybody and this particular team. The Bills are structured just differently. And, you know, I don't want to sound like Brandon Bean when I say this, but it is true that, like, we get focused on a bit of the numbers game and fantasy football and stats. And not to be critical of that particular way of looking at it, but I think that's why people look at the numbers and say, well, where's his range of outcome? For the Bills, his range of outcome is how can he help us win? Like, what can he be a part of this cog that helps us win? And I think of him and I think of Dalton Kincaid. Like, I think it's very hard to see both him and Dalton Kincaid having these really great bounce back smash seasons. Although, Dalton Kincaid still was, I think, number two guy last year and, you know, targets. Let me take a look at the Bills. I think he was number two. He was 75 targets, 44 catches. Keon Coleman was number three, 57 targets, 29 catches. I mean, it's hard to see both those guys having some big jump when you have the other guys that you brought in, the guys you have. And Khalil Shakir, obviously, number one, but you know, you have to add Curtis Samuel, a healthy Curtis Samuel, and Elijah Moore, and then Joshua Palmer they sign. So I think it's a tough way to kind of, it's a very nuanced point here. I don't think you have to have the super production to say that Keon Coleman had a much better year or really helped this team. It truly is, and this isn't a cop-out, I really believe, for the Bills. It just comes down to, can this guy really make the plays when we need him to make the plays and be a big part of what we're trying to do overall?
And I thought the signs were trending quite positively on that last year before he got hurt, and then it just really never was the same. Is that's how
Agreed.
You remember it, right?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I thought he really was playing football like they kind of anticipated him to kind of grow and play football, right? And by the way, that's not just catching the ball. Obviously, that's running routes, but in the blocking game, in the run game. I know that like people kind of poo-poo that. I get it. He's a wide receiver, but it's important. That's Gabe Davis never left the field because he was a really good blocker. Now, granted, he wasn't the best receiver. I get it. But like it was an important role. Mac Hollins was on the field because it was an important role for what they needed. His production wasn't great. But if you can get a guy who can also help in that in that area, and then you can throw him passes. I mean, that's your kind of your ticket to being on the field for the Buffalo Bills, especially a guy like this who I think does have, you know, the capability to make those big plays. But yes, you take a look at what his numbers were. Take a look at when he started to kind of really come around. There was a middle game stretch. He had 4 catches for 125, 5 catches for 70, 1 catch for 64 a couple of weeks later. That was the broken play against Detroit. But again, a 64-yard play that's mixed in there. That's what I mean. Like, there's going to be opportunities for him to make some plays, and then suddenly he winds up, you know, getting hurt as well, and then he misses, you know, a bunch of time. He comes back, and it just never popped after that. It was really just a catch here, a catch there.
Yeah, this point, this fundamental point about like what constitutes success as far as the mm-hmm. Bills are concerned, and not like, you know, in terms of statistics, is really why the discussion is so interesting. Because your point you're making is, if he doesn't have numbers, that doesn't mean necessarily that he's a failure. It's the role and the team results, and some of it we won't even pick up on necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And last year serves as some example of a team there. Like, the numbers are just kind of not great in a lot of cases, but look at the team results. And that's what really is so interesting about it. And the tough part for Coleman on, say, your side of this argument, or Kincaid, is that when it comes to their draft capital, it's about the player. You know, it becomes about, well, you only got this many catches and it ranked X for a wide receiver or a tight end, and that shouldn't have been a first-round pick. So if they win a Super Bowl, I think that's what it takes. But if they win a Super Bowl, right, like I've said a million times, it's all good. You can't criticize a single thing. All of it added up to a team championship. But say you have to use last year again, you get to the AFC Championship, and it's a two-minute warning, and you're right in the game with Kansas City, and Kincaid drops a pass. What's the number one story of his season? That play. Like, it's right. It's one play. So it's not, I think, ever going to be completely fair in either direction. I mean, quarterbacks, Mahomes, what's Mahomes if he doesn't get Reed? I mean, maybe he's not even, who knows? I don't know. I'm not making a prediction there. But the team part of all these equations is what really makes it fun to talk about, although sometimes unfulfilling because you don't always get to the answer.
And obviously, like, if you're a general manager, if you're a head coach, you're a person in the organization, you know, let's use a couple of the really great wide receivers in this league, Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. Like, I mean, let's say if those are, you know, the two top receivers in whatever order you want to say. Like, are you sitting there going, we would rather have that guy and hit it, and then we could say, like, we hit on our first-round pick. He was great. Or, in this case, Keon Coleman was obviously a second-round pick. He was top of the second round. You know, or do you want to have the team success that the Buffalo Bills have and the Kansas City Chiefs have, who, oh, by the way, did not have a wide receiver hit 60 catches last year. Xavier Worthy had 59 catches last year. He topped out at their position at wide receiver. They had a tight end, Travis Kelce, who had the most. Like, they didn't have a wide receiver hit 60 catches, and their next best was 41 for DeAndre Hopkins. Like, I'm quite sure that everybody who works in these organizations would rather have that particular situation than say, yeah, look, let me show you this object over here, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, but didn't come with the wins and the success we had. And that's why it's kind of a tough thing to talk about sometimes, because you're right, Mike. You spent a first-round pick. Why did you spend it? Did you spend it to have the numbers like a Chase or a Jefferson, or just under that, you know, that kind of guy are putting up? Or did you spend it to be a big part of your success and what you're doing as a team? And the Bills would say the latter for sure.
I just think yes, but Kansas City is different from Buffalo in that context because they've won. And like the Bills conversation is how to get past Kansas City. And I know Kansas City lost this year, but still, like, they've won three. So
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The title game every year.
Clyde Edwards-Hilaire is the player for this, for the Chiefs, I think. Like, they picked a running back, last pick of the first round. Might as well have been Coleman, right? One pick away. Different year, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, was that a bad pick? Sure. Heck, how could you say not? Yeah. But they've won rings.
He got replaced by a seventh rounder.
Yeah, like, of course, you know, you'd rather have the team success. You'd also maybe rather have had Jonathan Taylor in that moment than CEH. Or I might say maybe not, because then you're running more or something. I've gotten there at times. Sal Capaccio, yes.
Let me use the Ravens as another example for this, right? I mean, Zay Flowers had 1,000 yards. He had a very nice year. I would never take that away. I mean, he had the same amount of catches as Khalil Shakir. I think Shakir had one more, right? 76, 75, I think, actually. I was looking at him the other day. Right? Khalil Shakir was 821. He didn't have the yards. And then the next best wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens was, let me just look this up real quick. I think it was pretty low. If you go to the Ravens, they had tight ends, obviously.
It's Bateman.
Bateman had 45 catches. So, you know, it's funny to me, right? You think about the best teams in the AFC. I think the Eagles are different. The Eagles obviously have Brown, and he's great, and they have a pair of really good wide receivers, and that's kind of the standard, right? Like, okay, yeah, but look at the Eagles. No doubt. I understand that. And they won the Super Bowl, so that's the gold standard. In the AFC, the best teams happen to be teams that really don't have, like, that true number one, big-time number wide receiver.
Unless the Bengals get back there. Yeah, right.
Right, because they're not there right now, though, right? But that's the point. The AFC, that's what those teams are. Even the Texans, I mean, they have some really good guys, but they go and play the Chiefs. But, you know, the Texans, they had some injuries. They did a nice job to kind of patchwork what they had. But they have some talented guys, but it's just the numbers-wise, the best teams in the AFC don't have that top guy.
That could change. I think Collins is better than any of those other ones.
He's really good.
Like, he's not better really than Chase, good. But he's better than Flowers or Shakir easily or Worthy. Hopkins, you would have stumped me on Hopkins finishing second. I mean, I've already forgotten he was there, DeAndre Hopkins in Kansas City. Now he's in Baltimore, by the way.
Yeah, and I'll respect the Collins point. He did have 1,000 yards last year despite missing five games, right, which is amazing, right? He's a stud, no doubt about it.
He got hurt on the long touchdown pass against the Bills, and he was out more than a month after that play, which was weird. Who saw that?
I had John Harris on. You guys have talked to John, my sideline buddy over there in Houston, and I had him on Extra Point Show a couple weeks ago. it doesn't sound like Tank Dell's going to play this year at all.
No.
It's just really, really tough for them, you know, and really tough for him, obviously.
Do you like their vibes, Houston? I'm looking for ways to bet against them, but maybe I'm trying too hard.
No, I would. Do I like their vibes? I just don't love how it's been going for them with the changes they've made. Like, what happened to CJ Stroud? And then they get rid of their offensive coordinator who really kind of had a great, you know, first year with Stroud, and then obviously not as great of a second year. I don't know what they're doing on the offensive line. By the way, Bobby Slowick, he went to Miami. He's running their passing game. I think he's the passing game coordinator for the Miami Dolphins now. So, no, I don't like their vibes, to be quite honest with you, to answer your question, Mike.
Bobby Slowick. What did Miami need a passing game coordinator for? Didn't they have a pretty good one? But all right. You know, you want to have that. I guess you want to have that. Training camp, Sal, 3 weeks from today, did I see? 23rd?
That would make sense. Today's Wednesday. I'm just looking at the date. Yeah, 3 weeks from today. Today's the 21 days, 23rd. So they'll report on the 22nd. No media. It's not like years ago where we'd be camped out in the media and, you know, with video of guys bringing refrigerators TVs and beer into the dorms, right? Yeah, right. That's not happening. Right. So, you know, so not suggesting, I don't even know if they have beer in their dorms, but, you know, back in the day, you'd get like, oh, what are you bringing in? Oh, yeah, gotta be ready, gotta get in for a long few weeks. The team will report on the 22nd, and the first practice will be on the 23rd.
Very good. Big plans for the 4th.
You know what? I have a graduation party to go to out in Rochester, so I think we're going to do that. And then next week, I'm actually headed up next week, guys. On Monday, I will be playing at Oakdale up in Canada where the Canadian Open was held because I will be playing in the Zach Hyman charity golf event.
Right,
Zach is a big Bills fan. Gotten to know Zach and his family over the last few years. Unfortunate for him, obviously, with the wrist injury, obviously, you know, so... You know, and I've really obviously wanted the Oilers to win the last couple of years. I'd love to, because if the Oilers win, then the cup is coming to that thing, right? I mean, that's really right. What's going to happen. And obviously, that's not the case now, but it's a really great event. I got to play with Carlo Colaiacovo last year, and I think this year I'm playing with Jay McKee, actually.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
please give him our best. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I will. I will. No doubt about it. And then I'm leaving for Italy on Wednesday.
That's what I was going to ask you. When is that happening? All right.
Leaving for Italy on Wednesday, gone for that week and then the following week, and then I'll be back here a couple of days before training camp begins and then right off to camp.
Very good. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys. You too. Happy 4th.
All right. Same to you. That's our dude, Sal Capaccio, on the West Her Hotline. His appearances are as brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Bobby Slowick, by the way, is the new Miami Dolphins senior passing game coordinator.
Oh, all right.
He doesn't have full claim to the passing game. He's the senior passing game coordinator. And his brother, Ryan, is the Dolphins' defensive passing game specialist.
Boy.
What's that?
Lunches must be fun in that house.
Defensive passing game specialist. Will it ever end?
No.
Will we live long enough to have NFL teams house 100 coaches? And it's, I mean, just every corporate title you can think of is just sort of smacked onto these guys' labels.
Yes, yes.
Why yeah, not? You're not we'll trying if you don't have
yeah.
that.
I think we will. Yeah, I mean, assistants to the assistants to the, yeah, I mean, sure, we'll get there.
Senior passing game coordinator, defensive passing game specialist. This is PFF Bobby we're talking about here. Bobby Slowick, late of the Texans. All right, time for a break. We'll have an update and then talk some more. 803-0550. Let's spend a few more minutes on Bowen Byram and what Kevin Adams had to say earlier today. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
We believe Bo's an excellent hockey player that can help our team win. You know, I've maintained the same position that if there's a deal out there that makes sense for us that we think is going to improve our roster, we're open to it. If there's not, you know, we're not in a situation where we're looking to move him out or looking to move him for future.
Kevin Adams today on Bo Byram. So, as we talked about with Paul Hamilton, not officially is business closed for the summer. But, you know, this was the press conference. If it was even that. The media availability
right.
that comes when, you know, most of your action has been completed, quote action.
Yeah.
So for now, Byram is here.
Smart of them not to stream it or anything.
Yeah, I saw some people complaining about that.
No, I really mean it. I think making it harder for us to see him and hear him talking is called for.
Is good?
Yeah.
Smart?
Yeah.
That should never be the case.
I know. It's like a it's like a tennis racket size backhand compliment, but it's, you know, I didn't mind. I mean, I heard what I needed to hear, and I don't know, but I was looking for it. It was a good pocket of the day for me. I'm like, oh, 10:30. I'm scrolling. Where is he? Where's the Sabres account with here's Kevin Adams? Like, then didn't do it. So
what happens now? I mean, assuming, which I will want to do, I'm choosing to do, that there's no trade waiting for us here with Byram. What then? He gets a contract this summer from them? Do they go to September? Is there arbitration?
There is arbitration, and he, I would think, would surely choose that. So that could be where we end up. They just get, you know, there's a decision there, and the Sabres abide. Spraying to mind here, sitting here now, like it's, you know, day three or four or whatever. It's been a week since Peterka got traded. He got traded Wednesday overnight into Thursday last week, right? And so these are both restricted free agents, different years away. Byram's 2 years away from UFA, and Peterka was, I think, 4 years away from UFA. Why are the situations being handled as differently as they are, right? Why were they so ready to trade him? And please don't tell me it's the return. The return is good. I like the players, but they didn't kill it. It was not a deal that you couldn't turn down, I don't think. I think that's fair. You can like the players they got and still think they left something out there in making that choice. And, you know, I wouldn't say I assumed, but the caveat to liking the deal, or at least liking the players, not liking the deal, but liking the players, living with the deal because you like the players, is I'm going to do something with Byram that's going to help me supplement what I'm losing by trading Peterka. But they're both in the same situation. Byram, I think it's pretty clear, doesn't want to commit long-term here. And that was the story on Peterka. And I don't know, they took, I don't want to say they took the first deal that crossed their face for Peterka, but
maybe
they played hardball. They're playing hardball with Byram, and they facilitated Peterka. And I'm not sure I really, maybe there's such an obvious reason why.
Well, there can be a couple things. And I feel like because it's the Sabres, I want to mention them. One is feelings, right? One is, and that's the real world, but I think maybe the Sabres can overreact to that because of their defensive posture. And if Peterka was just like more serious through his agent about what he thought of his future, then the Sabres might have felt like that they felt more pressure to do something mm-hmm. with him. Like Paul always says with Byram, again, it's in his article again about how just he says the right things about playing for the Sabres, and there's no sense that, you know, he's upset per se. That as far as I know, mm-hmm. sure might be that. There's always the owner. Who knows who he likes? I mean, sometimes.
I thought the story was he loved Peterka.
Well,
so that I'm not.
Yeah, maybe. But because what happened with Peterka, wasn't it that a story came out that he had given permission to trade him before Peterka was traded? There was a report that Pegula said it was okay.
Yeah.
Which, like, why would you need that?
Right.
In a normal organization, why would there ever even need to be that? Who is Peterka?
Man.
He's a good young player, yeah. But he's not Wayne Gretzky. Like,
right.
The top dogs, I guess the owner would probably have to have the say, but him? Does that mean everybody gets this? Maybe. Yeah. It might. So those are a couple of possible theories.
I just think... I don't mind Byram here with Dahlin. I think that can be a very effective pair. You know, if something happens to Dahlin and he's got to carry a pair, you're probably in real trouble. And Dahlin, no matter who his partner is, you're in real trouble if you lose Dahlin. So, like, that's, you know, it's not Josh Allen, but it's maybe as close as the Sabres have. He's an elite player at an important position, playing almost half the game, all the special teams, all the stuff, captain. All right, something happens, you're in real trouble. All right, but I think Byram, a partner for Dahlin, should be an easier thing to replace than a 30-goal, 23-year-old player. Do I need it? Should I back up and not give him credit for something he hasn't done yet? He had 27 goals and 28 goals the last 2 years. Okay. Close enough. That's the harder piece to find, I think. Like, someone who's capable, reasonably so, should be able to function with Dahlin as his partner and not get you in trouble. At least. I think you're hoping for a lot better than that if Byram's his partner, but still, all the same, the harder piece to find is Peterka, and yet that's the piece they took an underwhelming return for, and they're over here like, Byram, you got to offer me Connor McDavid or I'm not talking, or something. Like, I don't know. I don't really get it. And he was the owner's guy. So it probably is just emotional and it's noise. That, you know, Peterka, the agent, there was going to be maybe turbulence here. I mentioned with Paul a little while ago how you had not heard anything from really Byram or his representation through this whole process. And, you know, it makes me sort of trust that they are maybe more agreeable, and maybe that's all there is to it. But I don't know, man. The Peterka deal is going to look worse and worse the longer we go into the summer without some influx of some sort of scorer coming. And I don't know, we're a week or so, not even. We're past the 4th of July weekend. We're next Monday, we're at, well, Jeff Skinner got traded here in August. Like, that's where we're going to be.
Just
in a few days, we're going to be at, well, and I don't know, man. It's just, I'm starting to feel like a chump again for, like, oh, well, I like Kesselring, and I like Josh Doan, and, you know, I don't know, then yesterday happens, and this kid Danforth may be taking Doan's spot in the lineup as it is.
Yeah, if it gets to a point where he's not on the ice, they'll waive him. They're not going to have him sit upstairs at his contract.
Danforth, so, yeah, right.
I agree with the overall point. Peterka is more valuable. I think they might have been surprised and disappointed that Byram was not a hotter option in the market, and that's on them.
Yeah. I
mean, that's the Sabres have a long history of these kind of misjudgments, if that's what happened. It's happened many times before. I just think, and you've heard me say it, my angle when it comes to Byram is, if you're intending at all to sort of bank on him with Dahlin, I just think you're doing it wrong. He's too much of an asset for that, because, I mean, I don't mean this literally. You could pay somebody 50 cents to play with Dahlin. Like, that's not, it's just bad asset management. It's bad valuation if you're prioritizing Dahlin's partner. And if the guy you want to put there and invest in, you're doing so because he, you know, brings up Dahlin, whatever that is. Like, that's just, to me, upside down. I think what you'd want to do is invest in defensemen that can, you know, be like Dahlin is, not quite to that extreme, but somebody who can carry it. And what you do with the rest, invest in your forwards, and then you piecemeal defense, and you piecemeal the fourth line for your favorite guys, youth, money, whatever mm-hmm. that is. But I'd never want to invest in a player to play with Dahlin, because I just think there's no reason to do that. And that's what has scared me about Byram from, not when he was traded, I didn't have enough of a feeling for him right away, but by the beginning of last season, that is what scared me. And the Sabres they should have gotten their answer when they split them up, because Byram went into the tank when mm-hmm. Dahlin and he broke up. So that's the ball game. And I talked to Chad DeDominicis one day around that time, around the deadline. Like, I don't know, couldn't you move him now? Did you want to show your cards? The organization and or any organization might have an opinion about a guy, and let's see if we're right, and you don't break the players up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Up, you don't show the world what that's going to look like, and you move them before it comes to anything. Like, you could have done that, but instead the Sabres maybe wanted to see for themselves, which isn't on its own so bad. And now it's the how many off seasons in a row where it feels like they're stuck. I mean, this is really kind of always what happens in some way with some player. Is you get to the day where it's all kind of the dust is settled. And wait a minute, what about the one thing that we all kind of thought was the obvious thing to do? Why didn't that get done? And that can be ownership, that could be money, right. That's almost the same, and that can be just evaluating interest in your player.
The other facet of the timing of the trades, the Paterka going before Byram, like we talked with Paul in the 4 o'clock hour, it was 3:30 even, that they're leaving this cap space for like break glass in case of emergency in the form of an offer sheet.
Oh.
So because we don't, you know. And look, I get that. Like if you're stuck with this asset, right? And don't want to lose them for draft picks, I respect that. Like where you're at right now on your timeline, selling that, like, oh yeah, we let Philadelphia take them, and but we got a first, a second, and a third or something. Like, oh, I mean, throw up in my mouth.
Oh, I would so do it.
But the timing of the deals like left you exposed to Byram and the offer sheet. You're going to keep this money. It gives them an excuse to park $12 million for now over here. And we'll see. They're going to spend some of it. You know, Timmons will get a contract, and Levi will get a contract, although it might not be on the books for the NHL team. And there's another guy, I think, that I'm forgetting that still needs an RFA deal. But anyway, they'll spend some of it. But mostly it's their excuse to not spend all their money this time around is, well, we had to protect against Byram.
Well, that's like lose-lose then, because matching an offer sheet to him would just be catastrophic, I think. Like, because then you're talking about how many millions and years for a guy that's just not that good. And I know it's draft picks, but I would snap call, take him. And now Adams has already said they definitely wouldn't do that, which is another kind of like back on defense.
Which sort of tells you, I think, it depends on how badly Byram really doesn't want to be here long term, but I think the chances of an offer sheet coming are pretty low. And a team could want to do it, but Byram and his agent got to agree to it. And if they think they've got a gun to their head that says, you signed for 7 years somewhere else, guess what? you're a Buffalo Sabre for life. He's not signing an offer sheet.
I don't know. That might be right. I think that could go either way. I don't know. It goes back to the thing we don't know, which is how he feels about playing for the Sabres. You know, he doesn't have to hate it. It's set for life money, and he's not getting that here, maybe. So,
and there's no playoff pressure.
Not yet. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this timeout here on WGR. Welcome back. More Sabres and Bills next hour. Baseball here. The Bisons are home to Rochester 6:35 tonight. Perfect weather, pretty close.
Best day of the year so far. I mean, I haven't been outside in a while. I'm sure it got hot, but I played golf yesterday morning, and by 8 a.m. was sopping. So humid. Today, oh my gosh, perfect. Not a cloud in the sky, no wind, not hot, just beautiful, beautiful weather.
So that's at 6:35. The Blue Jays can tie the Yankees with a win tonight in Toronto. They're a game out. Springer, two homers yesterday. We had that on in here. The Blue Jays in red, as they do for Canada Day. Skeens last night. I watched some of that. Pittsburgh won again today and swept the Cardinals. They've won six straight. The Cardinals got shut out all three games.
Oof.
Maybe. I don't find him that much fun to watch.
Oh, yeah?
You were talking about pitchers, and
yeah.
I think of pitchers, I think of style. Like Scooble, you mentioned, for Detroit. And lefties have an advantage. For some reason, lefties are just more stylish. Kershaw tonight, by the way, late, but three strikeouts away from 3,000. There's a guy. Skeens is just like such a bully on the mound. He's so big. And he's coming at you with 99, 99. He's got the 90-mile-an-hour slider, and he's got that sweeper. I don't know. Max Fried pitched this week in Toronto. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, it was yesterday.
And he's got that 72-mile-an-hour curveball. Lefty?
Mm-hmm.
Give me that. I don't know. Yeah. Skeens is fine. He's obviously great.
I like watching him, but I hear you.
I was never the biggest Nolan Ryan fan.
Me neither.
Just like, all right, we get it. You can throw 100 for 25 years. It's great. I mean, I wish I could do it. But I don't know. That's not quite the same, the comp I want, because Ryan was very cool. I don't know. It's just too easy. Maybe.
I like watching just to see if they're going to get him any runs.
Yeah, which they really don't.
Which they didn't even last night. He left the game before they scored.
Right, right. After scoring like crazy for a few games in a row.
Right.
I don't know. All I'm saying is he's like so big.
Yeah.
That, all right, well, you probably should dominate at that size. Is he bigger than Darnell Washington? Who's bigger among Pittsburgh athletes? Skeens or Darnell Washington?
No.
I drafted my first Darren Waller share today.
How big is he? 6'5"? Skeens?
I don't know.
I don't think he's like Randy Johnson.
He's 7'5".
But he is big. He's a big
He
dude.
Takes up the whole screen when he's pitching.
Yes.
How big is Paul Skeens? He asked. 6'6", 260.
Oof, okay.
He's bigger than Allen.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
Get me out of here. I was a little kid playing ball, and the big kids who were older than me anyway, who would pitch, pass.
Yeah.
I'm not into this.
I was that kid, and I got killed.
I had to start pitching to have a place on the team, which only lasted for a while. But anyway.
Let's let the big kid pitch. He can probably do it. Nope.
You still have to get it in there.
That was a mistake, folks. Because now he's going to try to just lay it in there, and there it goes.
Mets have a doubleheader. They lost game one. Yankees, I mentioned. And the Red Sox are also played a split, like a makeup or a game that was
last night's game got
why is it so hard
got
stopped
suspended. They resumed it today at like 2:30, and I didn't see the result, and then they're playing tonight again.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
All right. Paul joined us earlier laying it all out from Kevin Adams today, Byram, Alex Lyon, and more. We'll have that for you next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.